Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're pulling back the curtain on one of the most talked about judges in America right now, Judge Frances Gull. You might not know her name, but if you've been following the Delphi murders trial, you've already felt the weight of her decisions. This is the judge standing at the center of one of the most controversial criminal cases in recent history, where two young lives were lost, and the question of justice hangs in the balance. Here's the kicker. The defense says Gull's rulings are tying their hands behind their backs, barring critical evidence that could point to other suspects. But is Gull a gatekeeper of justice or a roadblock to transparency? Every ruling she makes draws a fine line between order and obstruction. The public is watching closely, some cheering her control, others calling foul. So what drives a judge like Gull? Is it simply procedure, or is there a deeper judicial philosophy at play? What happens when a judge holds both the key to a fair trial and the power to shut it all down? Today, we dive headfirst into the unfolding drama, seeking answers. The Delphi murders trial has been mired in controversy, with Judge Frances Gull standing at the heart of legal battles that are as contentious as they are consequential. Her rulings have left ripples far beyond the courtroom, raising questions about the balance between fairness and control. This story begins with the shocking developments surrounding Richard Allen, the man accused of killing teenagers Liberty German and Abigail Williams in 2017. What was initially a cold case evolved into a high-profile legal storm, and its goals, decisions that are now under a microscope. On November 3rd, 2022, Gull was appointed as the special judge for the Delphi case after Judge Benjamin Diener stepped down, citing the need for more experience in handling such a media-intensive trial. Gull immediately took control, issuing a gag order barring attorneys, law enforcement, and even the victims' families from speaking publicly about the case. The aim? To protect the integrity of the trial and prevent it from being tainted by public opinion. However, this tight grip on courtroom information has drawn mixed reactions. The stakes were raised further when Richard Allen's defense team sought to introduce an alternate theory suggesting that the murders were connected to Odinism, a fringe belief system. The defense introduced testimony from a ritualistic crime expert who claimed that the killings bore the hallmarks of a ritual murder. The defense argued that the state's case was built on incomplete evidence, and this theory pointed to other potential suspects. However, Gull blocked the defense from presenting this theory, deeming it too speculative and likely to confuse the jury. Her ruling was viewed by legal analysts as both decisive and unusual, leading some to question whether the defense was being unfairly silenced. The backlash was swift. The defense claimed that Gull's decision effectively crippled their ability to argue that Allen was innocent and that someone else committed the crime. Legal experts weighed in, noting that while judges frequently limit prejudicial evidence, it is rare to block an entire defense strategy. For the defense, Gull's ruling was a devastating blow, forcing them to reassess their approach entirely just months before the trial was set to begin. Gull's strict rulings did not end there. She also removed Allen's original defense attorneys, alleging potential conflicts of interest, only to have the Indiana Supreme Court later reverse that decision. The back-and-forth legal wrangling reflected the tension between the judge and the defense, with accusations flying in both directions about procedural misconduct and delays. The defense claimed that Gull failed to respond to critical motions, such as their request for a Franks hearing, which seeks to challenge the validity of warrants obtained using false or misleading information. Meanwhile, Gull's handling of pre-trial hearings has been equally scrutinized. She granted prosecutors' requests to seal key evidence, fueling speculation about what the public isn't being told. While Gull argues that these measures are necessary to ensure a fair trial, critics accuse her of favoring the prosecution. Legal analysts highlight that Gull's focus on maintaining courtroom control may come at the cost of transparency, a delicate balancing act that has sparked frustration among observers. Despite the controversy, Gull remains steadfast. Her judicial philosophy appears rooted in maintaining order and minimizing media interference, even if it means ruffling some feathers along the way. She's emphasized that the public and the media must trust the legal process, urging patience as the case unfolds. Gull has also set strict limits on public access to court filings, a move that some say exacerbates the tension between transparency and control. One of the most critical moments in the pretrial phase occurred when Gull denied the defense's motion for a change of venue, at least initially. The defense argued that it would be impossible to find an impartial jury in Carroll County given the extensive media coverage of the case. Gull has hinted at reconsidering this request closer to the trial date, adding another layer of uncertainty to an already complicated case. As of now, the trial of Richard Allen is set to proceed, with Gull presiding over what promises to be a dramatic courtroom showdown. The stakes could not be higher, both for the families of the victims seeking justice and for Allen, who maintains his innocence. Gull's rulings will undoubtedly shape the course of the trial, but whether they will stand up to public and legal scrutiny remains an open question. The Delphi case is more than just a trial. It is a litmus test for the legal system's ability to balance fairness, control, and transparency in the digital age. With Gull at the helm, the case has become a masterclass in courtroom dynamics where every decision counts and every ruling has far-reaching consequences. Judge Frances Gull's approach in the Delphi murders trial reflects not just her experience, but also her reputation for controlling the narrative inside her courtroom. To understand Gull's decision-making in this case, it is essential to examine the broader context of her judicial philosophy, her career history, and how public perception of her has evolved over the years. Throughout her tenure, Gull has garnered a reputation for being tough yet fair, handling high-profile and emotionally charged cases with poise. One of her most notable cases was that of Joseph Corcoran, a death penalty trial in which Corcoran was convicted of killing multiple family members. This case showcased Gull's ability to manage a trial with significant media attention, much like the Delphi case today. However, her strict procedural control, which she views as necessary to ensure fairness, has also sparked criticism from some quarters. Defense attorneys have at times voiced frustrations over her unwillingness to allow broader latitude in presenting alternate theories of the crime. Gull's ruling in the Delphi case, denying the defense the opportunity to introduce their Odinism theory, reflects her focus on judicial precision. She has been clear that speculative evidence must be carefully managed to avoid misleading the jury. However, this decision has ignited a debate about whether her tight control hinders the defense's ability to present a comprehensive case. The public is divided. Some view her actions as essential to protecting the trial's integrity, while others see them as overly restrictive, potentially compromising Allen's right to a fair defense. The gag order imposed by Gull is another example of her courtroom philosophy. While designed to curb media influence, it has limited public access to key aspects of the case, creating tension between transparency and control. Observers argue that Gull's approach to media management reflects the changing nature of high-profile trials in the digital era, where the court of public opinion can affect proceedings almost as much as the courtroom itself. Additionally, Gull's handling of pre-trial motions highlights the complexities involved in balancing fairness with procedural rules. Her cautious stance toward a change of venue request exemplifies this tension. While she initially denied the request, Gull left open the possibility of reconsideration, suggesting she is aware of the challenges involved in seating an impartial jury in such a widely publicized case. These nuanced decisions offer a glimpse into her pragmatic but stringent style, which has shaped the narrative surrounding the trial. Judge Gull's role in the Delphi murders trial reflects broader challenges facing the judiciary in modern criminal cases. She embodies the tension between maintaining procedural order and accommodating defense strategies, all while managing intense public scrutiny. Her decisions will not only impact this case, but could also serve as precedents for how courts handle future high-profile trials in a media-saturated world. I'm Tony Brueschi, and as we wrap up today's deep dive, it's clear that Judge Frances Gull plays a pivotal role in determining the fate of the Delphi murders trial. Her rulings thus far offer us a glimpse into a judge who prizes control and precision, traits that can either be strengths or liabilities, depending on where you stand. For some, Gull's focus on procedure and her gag order represent a safeguard, ensuring that emotions and media narratives don't corrupt the legal process. But for others, these same decisions raise troubling questions. If a judge can exclude entire theories and limit access to critical defense strategies, what kind of justice are we really looking at? In Gull's courtroom, every move feels calculated to balance order with fairness, but striking that balance isn't always easy. Blocking the Odinism defense may have been an effort to cut through the noise and keep the trial focused, but in doing so, did Gull compromise Allen's right to a fair defense? Legal analysts have pointed out that it's rare for a judge to prohibit an entire line of argument without letting a jury weigh its value. Her decisions are forcing the defense to pivot, and whether this is a moment of judicial oversight or brilliance remains to be seen. And let's not forget the human element at the center of all this, the families of Liberty German and Abigail Williams who have waited years for justice. Their pain, frustration, and longing for closure hang in the balance, impacted directly by every motion, every ruling, and every gag order that Gull enforces. The public, too, is left in limbo, frustrated by the sealed evidence and the limits on courtroom transparency. But Judge Gull seems to believe that trust in the legal process is paramount, and perhaps that's what she's betting on. That in the end, the system will deliver justice, even if the road there is rocky and hard to watch. So, where does this leave us? Gull's decisions will undoubtedly shape not only the outcome of this trial, but also the future of high-profile cases in an age where public opinion is as loud as ever. Will her tight control ensure justice, or will it tip the scales too far in one direction? Only time will tell. I'm Tony Brueschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe. And as always, thank you for listening.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Brueschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Brueschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Brueschi.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.